Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. We just heard from the presidents of the American Farm Bureau and National Farmers Union. Let's get commentary now from the CEO of RCAF USA, Bill Bullard.
Well, saying we're facing uncertainty in rural America is an understatement. We're in the midst of a seismic shift, a true paradigm shift. We're just now beginning to emerge from a decades-long era that literally wiped out hundreds of thousands of livestock producers, producers of both cattle and sheep. The era we're emerging from is one that embraced globalism and free trade, which are interchangeable terms. The promise made by the globalists was that American agriculture would export its way to prosperity. Recall the mantra by the beef packing lobby that 95% of the world's population lives outside the United States. And so they generated an outsized emphasis on exports. And I say outsized because the U.S. cattle industry underproduces for the U.S. market, with beef and cattle exports representing less than 12% of domestic production. So for decades, as industry leaders focused almost exclusively on exports, the tail was indeed wagging the dog. But the emphasis on exports was not without success for global exporters. During the past three decades, beef and cattle exports increased from 1.9 billion pounds to 3.2 billion pounds. That's a 68% increase. So who were the benefactors of this decades-long focus on exports? It certainly wasn't the 285,000 U.S. cattle farmers and ranchers who exited the industry during that time, or the 86,000 family-scale feedlot owners who likewise exited the industry during the same period. No, the principal benefactors were the global exporters themselves, who captured an outsized share of the revenues generated by exports. And here's what went wrong. In order to increase market access abroad for beef and cattle exports, the globalists agreed to first give our foreign competitors greater access to our domestic market, including to competitors in countries that overproduce for their own home markets. That's why the U.S. is weighted down by huge beef trade deficits with Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and Mexico, and Brazil. The result was that imports of beef and cattle have far outpaced our exports, leaving the U.S. awash in imports that have displaced our domestic cattle producers and our domestic feedlots. This is causing us to become more and more dependent on foreign supply chains for our beef. We need relief from the excessive imports that have contributed to the shrinking of our domestic industries so our livestock industry can invest and expand our domestic supply chains. Now, doing this will create jobs, a demand for more services, equipment, and supplies, and create opportunities for aspiring farmers and ranchers to enter the industry. Unfortunately, we can't pivot from the wrong path we've been on for decades to the right path overnight. It will take time.
The opinions of RCAF CEO Bill Bullard on Inside Agriculture. And we'll see you tomorrow morning from Washington, D.C.